Welcome to the Celtic Christmas Greetings Podcast, episode number 5 of 12. And my name is Mark Gunn. I want to share with you a little bit about my experience of Christmas and Scotland. I'm not going to say in Scotland. I have never spent Christmas in Scotland, sadly. But I did end up writing a song called Christmas in Scotland, and it was inspired by two things. In 2009, I met my wife-to-be, Gwen, and we had this whirlwind romance that ultimately took us to Germany at the end of 2009, where my mother was living at the time. And of course, the Germans have some of the best Christmas markets I've ever seen. They have a lot of wonderful gifts. You can find, you know, chestnuts roasting on an open fire. You know, there's the Glühwein. Oh, the Glühwein. which is a spiced wine. And it's just amazing. We had this wonderful trip to Germany in 2009. Then, in 2010, is when I had my next Celtic invasion vacation. And let me tell you a little bit about that. Every year, I host what I call Celtic Invasion Vacations, and the idea is taking a very small group of people who love Celtic music and culture, and we go traveling together. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean we're going to something place Celtic. We've gone to Italy and New Orleans, though usually we have a little bit of a Celtic bent to those areas. So in New Orleans, we learned a little bit about the Irish who dug the New Basin Canal. Well, in 2010, we went to Scotland, Oban, Scotland, in fact. And this was actually one of the largest groups I ever went with, 13 people. Most of the time when you find travel and such, you're talking about, you know, 30 or 20 bare minimum is the number, 20 people, but more like 30 to 60 people on a bus or two. And you're going location to location, seeing everything there is to see in the country that you're visiting. And by the end of it, you need a vacation from your vacation. My goal with my Celtic invasion vacations is to provide a more relaxed environment for smaller groups. So that means we travel to one location, we stay at that location for most of the time. We actually do two locations overall, but we spend like the first 5, maybe 6 days in one location, and we just soak up the culture and the history and the sights and the people of that area. And then we go to another location for a day or two before we fly out. But it's truly an incredible experience. In Scotland, found these great little cottages. We walked up the hill and there's this little pub. I decided to play at this pub. And so I contacted the people, said, hey, can I come in there? And you have a service dinner and, you know, I'll play some music and it's just entertainment for the pub. And this is like a local pub. This isn't, you know, forget Fido's, you know, or anything like that. This is just a pub that people go, which is basically a restaurant and a place to drink. So we go in there and have dinner, and then afterwards I start playing some songs, and lo and behold, some guy shows up and says, hey, you're awesome, I love what you're doing, I love your music, and he comes and sings a few songs, and then he invites us all 14 or 15 of us, however many were, I forget, but all the entire group to his house the next day for lunch. And then we spend some time at his little private cemetery where he gives us this guided tour of this ancient cemetery that is on his property. It was just a really kind of a cool experience. And that's one of the things that I like about doing these Celtic invasion vacations is that you get to travel and see all these amazing things in a relaxed environment. And it's just much more personable than those big guided tour trips. Mind you, there's a little bit more flying by the seat of your pants because things change. You know, I've created some great itineraries and some of those things on the itinerary don't happen because we change things up because all of a sudden something else comes up and it's like, wow, wouldn't it be awesome if we do that? So it does take a little bit more of a laid back person to join these groups. And a lot of my invaders are introverts, but it's an amazing experience. If you ever want to find out more about it, go to CelticInvasion.com. Now, Christmas in Scotland is the name of the song that I wrote based on our trip to Scotland. She and I arrived a couple days earlier than other people on the trip, and we got to spend a little bit of time in Glasgow, where we got to walk through the streets and, you know, went to this wonderful park, stopped in a pub, found some good music, not necessarily Celtic music, but some great music nevertheless. We had a great time just walking around. It was, like I mentioned, it was storybook romance, and it was our entire time as we got together, met, and then eventually got married. It was a storybook romance as we came from our home in New Orleans. But we got into Scotland and, you know, walked through the streets of Glasgow. Then we went off and joined the group in Oban. And one of the things that I think was kind of fun was that Scotland was very cool. I think it was in May that we did this trip, and it was very, very cool, the weather was. And so my wife, she's never been a fan of the cold weather. So waking up in Scotland was a little bit more difficult for her, especially because she, you know, you at nighttime, it cools down even more. And then of course you wake up in the morning and there's this brisk coldness in the house. And so Gwen never wanted to wake up or get up, and she's a morning person too. So this was a kind of a bit of a shock, because she was covered in her covers and pulling him over at the, and I say the warm covers we cast off like the cold Scottish frost. But you know, it was a beautiful little experience. During the trip, we do get some free time, and my wife and I got to walk along Oban Seawall, and we had a nice dinner at a restaurant, a seafood restaurant out there. It was beautiful, and I was imagining, when I was writing this song, I was imagining what it must have been like with Christmas snow falling on there. And I honestly can't say how much snow actually falls in Oban. Much like Ireland, I know there's not a whole lot of snow that touches Ireland, but I have seen some pictures of some snow in Oban, and I thought it'd be a neat little idea. And of course, my wife was also pregnant when I wrote the song, so I was imagining my daughter-to-be as she was born, and making snow angels with her. And the song is just a sheer delight. And what really made this recording, though, for me, was Nathan Deese playing the flute on it. I recorded a little tin whistle on the original recording that was on my compilation CD at Celtic Christmas, but I'm not a wind player, and it just didn't sound nearly as good when Nathan added his flute. Oh my God, the song took on a new life, and I love how this song came out. So let's play it for you. Here's Christmas in Scotland. Glasgow Eve, we wandered brisk streets like a storybook romance from the past. From New Orleans to Scotland, with memories to spend, and your face lit up with a laugh. Happy Christmas, my sweet, you're the I awake each morning, joy on my face. Warm covers we cast off, like the cold Scottish frost. Our hearts warm us up each Christmas day. Christmas snow has fallen where you and I walked hand in hand. tiny snow angel, but without you, my Christmas feels bland. Happy Christmas, my sweet, you're the reason I awake each morning, joy on my face. Warm covers we cast off, like the cold Scottish frost. Our hearts warm us up each Christmas day. Happy Christmas, my sweet, you're the reason I awake each morning, joy on my face. Warm covers we cast off, like the cold Scottish frost. Our hearts warm us up each Christmas day. If you love Celtic Christmas music, then please check out CelticChristmasMusic.net. You'll find a link that goes back to the show notes for this podcast, as well as a lot more about Celtic Christmas. And the Celtic Christmas podcast is still running at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. And don't forget to pick up your copy of this album. You get it on CD, baby. You'll get it autographed as well while supplies last. So do that soon. Thanks so much for listening, and I will talk to you again very soon. Nalakanadiv.